Feeling isolated or disconnected from other podcasters in your community can be tough. So let's talk about how you can bridge that gap and find your place among fellow creators.
This is Into the Podverse, the Indie African edition. Here's your host, Tony Doe.
It's completely normal to feel like you're on your own sometimes, especially when you're pioneering new ideas or perspectives through your show. But remember, you're not alone in this journey. Many Indie African podcasters are sharing similar experiences. One of the best ways to combat isolation is to connect with other podcasters. So within the podcasting groups you already belong to, reach out. Engage with like-minded creators you find there. Sharing experiences and ideas with others who understand your journey can be incredibly fulfilling. Collaboration is key in podcasting, so don't hesitate to reach out to fellow podcasters for potential partnerships, guest appearances, or even joint projects. Working together not only expands your network, but also brings fresh perspectives and ideas to your podcast. Consider attending podcasting events, workshops, or meetups, both online and offline. These gatherings provide opportunities to learn from industry experts, gain new skills, and connect with peers face-to-face. It's a chance to build lasting relationships within the podcasting community. Surround yourself with a supportive network of listeners and fellow podcasters who appreciate your work. Engage with your audience through social media or community platforms and encourage feedback and interactions. Building real connections can help combat feelings of isolation. Just as you seek connections, be proactive in supporting other podcasters in your community. Share their work, offer feedback, and celebrate their successes. Being part of a supportive ecosystem benefits everyone involved and strengthens the podcasting community as a whole. Feeling isolated as an indie African podcaster is a common challenge, but it's one that you can overcome. By reaching out to others, embracing collaboration, attending events, and fostering a supportive network, you'll find yourself more connected and inspired. Remember, the podcasting community is diverse and welcoming. Your voice matters, and your unique perspective enriches the collective tapestry of African podcasting. So keep building those connections and let your podcast thrive with the support of your peers. I believe in you. You've got this.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Indie African Podcaster Edition with Tony Doe. Keep pushing the boundaries of your podcasting journey and watch your audience grow. Subscribe and listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, and everywhere else you get your podcasts. Catch you next time for more strategies and success stories.